A little.
Right.
Don't you have to ask us before you do that?
Oh, okay. I can shut it down for a second. Is that okay if we record the meeting? That's what the town has been doing.
It said at our last meeting that that's what was going to be.
Yes, that's what the town has been doing. No, it didn't say from now on. It said we had the options. I think we should take a vote if we want to record.
Well, quorum.
Okay.
Do we have a quorum?
Okay. Yes, we have a quorum.
Even though I'm not a member? I'm just an alternate.
We have 5 regular members out of 7.
Well, and it's my understanding, isn't it, that if a regular member isn't here, an alternate steps into that position temporarily.
And here she is.
There she is.
Okay. Okay, call to order. I'm going to, for public participation, which we don't have any, so I'm going to step in. Nancy, we have no idea whose code that is. And seeing as Nancy's here, we are now going to say, as of May 12th, Nancy is a regular member.
Yay!
However, she was not notified of that until July 7th, 2 months late.
Yes.
Yes, that's our town management. As of June 23rd, Len Dunstan is an alternate. I have no idea who he is.
I saw that.
Obviously, he is not here.
Does he know our meetings?
He got the agenda.
Okay. How do you spell his last name?
Dunstan.
Okay.
He's a Canton resident? Is he a senior?
He has to be.
Is he a senior?
No,
you don't have to be a senior. You have to be a camp president. I have no idea who he is.
I don't know.
Okay. And as you can see, Maureen is not here. Maureen is currently in the hospital. She, as you're probably aware, she has issues with her legs and feet, and she got to the point where she could not walk. So she is in the hospital. She expects to go to rehab. I talked to her last night. I will call her again either tonight or tomorrow.
Which hospital? Can we send her a card?
No, because she doesn't know how long she's going to be there. I'll keep you guys posted when I know. And I realize this is a public building and this is a public meeting, but I said, what do you need? And her answer was prayers.
Okay.
So if you're so inclined.
Thank you.
Okay.
Tell her that I miss her.
Yes, tell her.
We miss her.
Okay. So then we'll go on to the agenda. Okay. And it'll be the review of the minutes of June 7th.
Okay.
Nancy, did you get copies?
I did. I already read it. I'm ready to say.
I read it too.
May can
to
I
know I'm printing them up, so I read it.
A full minute.
I second it.
You mean I didn't make any typos?
No typos, but you're missing a few conjunctions and stuff. But it could be read. It makes sense. So all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Minutes accepted as presented. Okay, go to old business. Mishy, it's up to you.
Okay, well, I know you have a copy, and Tanoa made a copies too.
Yeah, they're right here. Do you want me one? Take the whole pack.
I got this.
Okay, that too, it goes all together.
So everybody has it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a short progress report. What we had before was we had that bunch of documents from the strategic plan. Heather came up with several pages of documents, and we're trying to go back and forth and back and forth. So that's enough. We're gonna simplify. So this is a document we're gonna use to see.
Nice.
Okay.
Official.
Thank you for doing all this.
You're welcome. Okay, so what I did, what we did was we listed the goals, four major goals.
Right.
And each, we had what we're going to do in the plan, but under every goal, we have information needed. That's a subheading of information needed. And then we came up with some of the information we need to proceed. And then followed by future action plan. And each goal has those two subheadings. So some of the information we have and some of the information we have to get. And we are going to work on that. And we probably need that just to help us, but that's what right now what we're doing. So we haven't done anything in terms of action plan, but this is our plan. And if you guys could go through this and let us know what's missing, or if you have some idea, great idea, that would be always good. So anyway, so this is what I want you guys to keep it. That's why I emailed you, because I don't want you to lose it.
I didn't get your email.
I didn't get
your
email.
This
morning.
I got it today.
Oh, this morning.
Turn mine on.
Yeah. Well, I just had a little problem with that myself. The tick. Dear tick got me.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm okay, you know, but... yeah, I got tested because you got to be kidding, you know. But I did have a little downtime, so but anyway, so if you could get back to me or Heather, that'd be great. We'll keep meeting and try to come up with some work.
Okay. I want to say thank you to Noah for printing these up ahead, because that's very good and we appreciate it. I just wanted to say
that. Yeah.
Great. That was wonderful. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
She
said
it's a lot of fun. It's always better.
That's what I told Heather. He said, well, that's not my pursuit. So I can simplify because I taught students, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. So everybody will read and make forward information that they have, comments, or
feedback.
Correct.
Yes, please. And so we really don't have to take time to go through today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess there's no other old business, so we'll go to the new. And Nancy, you're up.
Yeah, so I had, it kind of goes along with this a little bit. So part of my job at work is to organize information and strategize and all of that. So there's a lot of tools that we use for our team that I just thought might be helpful for us, because we come up with a lot of great ideas, but we know that the town is always saying, what's the data behind it? What's the reason? What's the need? So these tools, and I'll pass them out to everybody. These tools kind of give you a way to organize that information. And I mean, Misha, this is a lot of what you already did right here. You and Heather did.
I should have read this.
No. So if you want to look at it, I just wanted to take a couple minutes to explain four tools that we use on our team a lot when we're trying to get grant funding or new initiatives started. So the first one is a SWOT tool, and it's literally just four boxes. And I'm sorry, it's in black and white here, but it's, you identify what are the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So if you're coming up with a new idea, I'm trying to think of one here. We're talking about like transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do we, you know, what are the strengths of transportation? Well, we have a bus already. We know that it's already built into the budget, some of that funding. But what are the weaknesses? It's run down. It's,
mm-hmm.
There's certain repairs needed. We only have one. We only go to certain places. Opportunities, this is kind of the new idea. So could we get another second bus, or could we get a vendor that we could market on the side? All of those kind of high in the sky ideas. And then what are the threats or kind of the risks of doing that? So this is just a good tool if we have new ideas before we want to present them to someone, to kind of think through all of the devil's advocate kind of things that might come up for us. And then this I really like, it's called an SBAR, it's Situation Background Assessment and Recommendation. So this is actually something that our social workers, we use a lot when we're writing notes about clients we've met with, but it really works in any situation. So when you're trying to make a case for something, this is the information that the person you're talking to needs to know. So knowing who your audience is, kind of what do they want? So the situation is the business or the issue that needs to be addressed. So I'll go again to the bus, you know, we don't have our current bus is run down. It doesn't go into enough places. It breaks down all the time, whatever the issue might be.
Limited hours,
not meeting the needs of our clients, our population here. And then the background. So this is the current state. What's currently happening? The bus, and I don't know the hours, but it's only Monday, Tuesday from 9 to 3, or what's currently happening? The baseline. And then our assessment. So all of the proposed options and goals, the benefits, the pros and cons, and then the recommendation. After looking at all of this information, us as the experts are saying we need a second bus, or we need somebody to help with funding, we need to do outreach, whatever it might be. So this is a really good way to be organized before we present our ideas. So, because I think a lot of times we come up with ideas here, but it's not ready to be presented to Bob Skinner or anybody else. Mm-hmm. This is gonna help us get there. And then the other two tools, so the A3 template, this is when I love this tool, and it looks a little complicated and intimidating, but it's really figuring out where are we, our current state, where do we want to be, and then figuring out how to get there. So it kind of goes around in a circle. So you start with your current state, where are you, what's happening, who are we serving, what are the hours, what's the cost, and then the root cause right below current state. You start problem solving. What are all the reasons that we're not meeting the needs of our population? So is it we don't have the funding, we don't have the equipment? Is there actually a need? Is asking all of the hard questions to figure out what's happening. And then next door is the countermeasures. For every problem we identify, we come up with a bunch of solutions. Let's try to do this. Let's try to do that. And then the future state is what we want it to look like. We want a bus 7 days a week from midnight to midnight, whatever it might be. What is the ideal state? This is helpful when you have a problem that you just don't know how to solve. If it's something easy, like we're always running out of pens, we just need to get more pens, you don't need this. But if it's a really hard problem that we've tried a bunch of things and nothing seems to be working, then you sit down in a group like this and problem solve and brainstorm ideas.
Sounds good.
And then the last tool, this is called a Foursquare, and they all kind of look the same, but they have different uses. This is a way to track your progress, because a lot of times you're plugging along on these projects, but how do you know if you're succeeding? Are we making progress? Are we doing well? Are we not? So this is a way to actually see what did we do each month. So every month or maybe every quarter, you fill out a Foursquare to say, okay, the last 4 months, the last 3 months, what did we accomplish? And you write everything down. What's up next? And you write everything down in the to-dos. What are the barriers that we're hitting? And then we can use those to talk to whoever we need to help remove the barriers or problem solve. And then the countermeasure piece again is saying, how are we gonna resolve these barriers? So if it's having another meeting, talking to somebody else, looking for funding, or maybe it's something we just can't overcome. And then at the top, you kind of mark down each month. Are we green? Are we red? What was the goal? And did we actually hit the goal? So we can stay on track and see, okay, last month wasn't so good, but this month we accomplished a lot. So just a way to track everything. So these are just tools that we use. We don't have to use them, but I thought they're helpful to keep us organized when maybe you have a big project coming up.
It's the strategic planning implementation is a little different from starting the new project, but we can sure use the last part in terms of tracking progress on how we're doing, and we can apply this to that.
Yeah,
I thought about the implementation and evaluation because I'm a research person. But I said, that's too much. So we yeah. will, yeah, that, we can good. Use this. That's yeah. very useful.
And yeah. these we can use for, I mean, it doesn't have to just be the strategic planning. Any projects that we come right. up with as a team, we can use these. It'd be
yeah.
helpful.
That'd be great. Yeah.
So if somebody comes up with an idea and you hear me say, oh, that sounds like a SWOT, and you can roll your eyes if you want, but I'm happy to help with it and be the lead on it.
Thanks.
Give them a SWOT. Yeah, I think it's a SWOT.
It's not like a SWOT.
Yeah.
I think this will be
great.
Very beneficial.
Yes, absolutely.
This we need that outreach tool. Okay. The next was the status of the membership roster, which we've already discussed. But Nancy, did you get a formal notification that you were?
I did get an email from Claudia. It wasn't the letter like what Len got, but I got an email from her officially stating it.
Okay. Do you know what your termination or your expiration
oh, yeah.
date is?
I know it's 2023. Let me look
okay.
up the email.
Well, it's January.
Yeah, so January 2023.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I had one other thing that I wanted to share. So my husband and I are expecting baby number 3
yeah.
In December. Very big surprise.
December?
December. December 30th. So we've got 2 little boys and we've got a little girl in the room.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes,
thank you. We are not trying for a girl, but we're very excited about her.
Should be.
Wonderful.
I think girls are wonderful. They end up as being your best friend.
Yeah.
They really
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree
mm-hmm.
with that.
Okay, just a reminder, did we all get the email that we have to re-sign our code
yeah,
of ethics?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's due by the 14th, which is this week.
Wednesday, yeah.
And Tanoa, I don't have a printer. Could I ask that you print me out a copy of that?
Me too. My printer's broken.
Okay, we'll stop down afterwards and get, thank you. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That was sent out a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Like a month ago?
Probably.
I think I did it. Yeah.
I probably saw it.
But I
have
a torch
is unread.
Yeah, I haven't done it because I don't have a printer. I can't print it out, so it's just. Okay, the next thing was Maureen wanted to talk about what activities are available at the Senior Center, but we'll let Jess do that. Okay?
Yeah. If you guys need a Scribe newsletter, basically all of the events and activities are in there, but we have the Canton Rollers, the Wee Bowling Team meeting. We have the Canton Cafe meals that just opened up. And we
how are they going? Good?
They're going very well. We had a few people come in and we're expecting more this week. So if you want to stop in, please do so.
So do they still, I have a question. Do they still pick them up too or just?
Yes, we're asking that people call a day before to reserve the meals and they can pick them up and take them to go if
okay.
they want, or they can stay and dine in.
Okay.
Just the day before? I thought it was the Friday before.
We were asking the Friday before, but if people want to do it the day before, we're still accepting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
we like to grocery shop on the day of the meals in the morning, so that way we have an accurate count.
Ah.
So we have that going on. We have blood pressure screenings and clinics. We have bingo going on. We have a healthy, convenient cooking demo with ShopRite Dietitian coming up, the Luau and Tai Chi, Golden Groove, and so many more. So just stay tuned.
Could you say a couple more words about the Luau?
The Luau, yes. We're having a Luau, and let's see, I'm going to pull it up.
It's 28th, I think.
Yeah, it's on the 28th.
Yeah.
And we're partnering with Cherry Brook and the residents at Brookside. We're just going to have a Polynesian dancer there and we're going to have food and it's $5 per person. So if you guys want to show up, you can. And it's actually in the newsletter. So I can give you a newsletter if you want one.
Yeah, you're going to hand us up.
Yeah, do you guys, does everyone want a newsletter?
Yeah.
I have one.
I have one.
I don't have
yeah.
one.
I have 4, so I left 4.
Oh, sorry.
About to take the chair out.
Don't do that.
I know, right?
Do people know that the Senior Center is back up and running? I'm just asking, because a lot of towns, I feel like it's hard to know, like, is it, are there still restrictions, are there not? Are there other ways to let people know that we're back up and running and open?
Yeah, we've kind of tried to share the best we could. And actually, one of the other things that we were going to ask you guys is if you wanted to come with us on a day that we choose to go to ShopRite and
yes.
hand out Senior Center newsletters.
That
so if you guys want to do that for the next newsletter, we can coordinate a day. And that way we can kind of introduce the Senior Center to everyone and maybe have an event to welcome everyone back if you guys want to do that. But word of mouth and Facebook, social media, the Canton Patch, all of that we've been trying to do. So
if you go to ShopRite, it has to be on a Tuesday.
Exactly. That's what we're planning.
Absolutely. That has to be on
yes.
a Tuesday.
Every
yep.
senior in town has
gray hair.
I don't
know.
I
don't
know. You won't go on Tuesday. Too
no.
busy.
I
go.
No, I work.
I go later in the day, and I find out that it's much more conducive. Yeah, it's not as crowded. Okay.
All
okay.
right. Anything else?
That's it.
You don't
yeah.
get knocked over.
Yeah. Right. Or I'm not knocking people over. Which
are there going to be health fairs in the fall at all? Will those reopen? Okay.
I'm planning a resource fair coming up, so I can give you more information
okay.
as the time comes.
Nice.
But yes.
Okay. Awesome.
We got it all.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess the next one is you, Dan.
All right. Last month I was really concerned only because we have good people and I'm concerned about their hours and stuff. And I said to Bob Skinner, "You, when we get the good people, I want to keep them. You know what I mean? And build on their resources because, like I said, Jess is here, was here full-time. Jess is here part-time. And Chinoa was like the fill-in. If they, any, either one of them needed it, to know is, you know, a valuable person to fill in anywhere she's needed and, you know, to help other people on the phone if need be. Well, now losing Jess, I'm devastated because these people are calling me going, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just, I was worried having the three of them and they're the most competent people that I, you know, I appreciate having them. And now we don't have one. And I just hope that, well, because Jess left.
Jessica.
I'm not saying anything against. They're wonderful.
No, I know they are.
I'm saying not saying that. I'm saying it just adds more stress on these two part-time people that we don't want to ever lose them. You know what I'm saying?
So
I want to keep the good people that we have.
I'm no longer part-time.
All right.
The hours of the office for now are 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Bob has appointed me as interim director of senior and social services.
Oh, good.
Jess's hours have increased from 25 to 30 hours a week.
Oh, yay. Is that just for the time being?
From 9 to 2.
But it's going to go back to the.
We don't know.
Not sure.
We don't know. But this is what we're doing for now, and it's working.
Okay. I have a question.
That's a good
thing. I didn't bring this one up.
Let me back you up. How many hours does Jess have?
She's now working 30 hours.
30. Thank
that you. Position of senior center coordinator, when I did it, it was 25. When Yulia did it, it was 25. I understand that it's always been a 25-hour position.
I think mine was 20.
It was 20.
Excuse
mine
me.
Is 20. Yes.
She's now got 30 hours. So she's
good.
Doing an additional 10 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Which seems incredibly helpful for her to be able to get
mm-hmm.
everything done.
Right.
All of this come up. Yeah.
It's amazing that you can get it all done in that amount of time. A question I have, somebody brought to my attention, it's not my question, is what happens when someone in town has, because it has a social service problem? Are you
a
social
service? That happened when Jessica was here, but was not in the office, and it's happened since she's left, and I was able to handle it.
Yay.
I've been doing it. I did it before Jessica came. I was doing it when Jessica was here, and I'm still doing it now.
Right.
So there is no change at all. The office is being run and maintained professionally, and no one is going without
Right.
Anything. If someone calls and you need assistance.
So you can handle almost anything.
Of course.
Okay. Yes. Our thing is, Jessica, you know, she was there. She had COVID. We had COVID. It was overwhelming and stuff. This is more, three people's job put on you two. We don't want to overwhelm you two with all this work. You know, I realize you're capable. No one's saying you're not. We appreciate everything you're doing more than you know. I appreciate it. But we don't want to lose the two people that we do. You understand what I'm saying? We don't want to overwhelm you two and lose you guys to something else.
That's what happens when you lose one person.
Right.
It happens everywhere.
Right. That was a concern of a lot of people that are calling me going, what are we going to do? What are we? I said, I'm going to ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. If you don't ask, you don't find out. So I told people I will ask. I'll bring it up.
You. They should call us.
Yes. Oh, I tell them. They're petrified.
Have your number changed.
My number's been 50 years. I have asked them to call you. It's like they're afraid. I don't know why. I'm like, they don't bite, honestly.
Yes. Okay. But what is your, I guess, because you two are doing the job. I mean, you know it much better than we do. How do you feel like you're can do it, the two of you, if it didn't change and they didn't hire a third person? Or
we've been doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been doing it, and with the increased hours for Jess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The increased hours for me, because
how many hours?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You're going to either have to take the mask off or speak louder.
I said with the increased hours that Jess has gotten, and my hours increased as well. I was 25 hours.
Yours are what, 8 to what?
8 to 3.
Is that 5 days a week?
Yes, 5 days a week. I asked if we could have consistent hours. I think it's easier for people to know.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
We need
to
know.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Mm-hmm. So you work 35 hours? So
yes.
35?
That's a full time.
Usually more. I'm usually here before 8. The office opens at 8. I'm mm-hmm. usually here before that.
It would be good to keep you at that hours when they... It would be amazing. We'd be good. Our town would be good. If you guys can at least keep a little bit of those hours when we get a social worker.
We have everything that we need to do down to the science.
Right. Yes.
We figured it out and we're doing well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, we have to do.
And this wasn't the downgrade. This is the answer, was the answer questions. Because if you remember last month, I said you guys were doing great. And everything, and we appreciate everything you're doing. Nobody, you know what I mean?
So what are you suggesting?
I'm not. I asked questions to see. Oh. No one knew the hours were changed.
Okay.
Nobody knew any of this
okay.
stuff.
So
yeah,
sure.
Of course you know that. So.
We were just asking the questions.
Aren't
we
the office hours were updated on the website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
Monday
where I saw
after
it.
Jessica left.
Yeah.
The last day was the 18th. On the 21st, the hours were updated on the website.
And however, you got to realize you're talking about a senior population that
doesn't
use
computers.
Yeah.
These people, we're lucky, but they use a telephone.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah.
You know?
Well, you've changed your answer machine, I'm sure, to reflect those hours.
We've done the best that we can to get it out to
right.
people. I know it takes some time for those who are not plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know it takes a little longer for them
mm-hmm.
to get out.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah, it will be helpful when people ask a question. Refer them to the
I do refer them to.
You know,
my number was
you
unlisted.
You don't have to take whole town into your
yeah.
shoulder by yourself.
My number was unlisted.
Well,
I made it better because everybody got it.
So, I mean, really.
Don't give it out.
I don't. People call me and they say, are you that Donna Garney? I'm like.
You say no.
No, yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Say no.
One of the problems is that you can't call the town and talk to anybody.
No.
Right.
No.
That's
yes.
one of the problems.
A lot of
yes.
people will call the town hall and they get like push
yeah.
one for this one or push the to look up somebody's name. People don't know who
they want
to. Yeah, they don't
to.
Know even know who the
mm-hmm.
the town clerk is. People don't know her name and she's been there forever. It's just these people don't know.
That's unfortunate. If you know Linda Smith, you got every question.
Yes. Well, I'm glad. You can put that on Can Corner too, so that people know.
Oh, the Can Patch.
Can Patch, Can Corner, Can Parents Unite.
Oh, yes.
All those pages so people know.
I share everything that I advertise on those pages, as well as the Canton Patch.
Yeah.
And I print a bunch of these and leave them at the post office.
Good.
And I've been leaving them at different random places like Winsted, the library in Winsted, and the library here, and a bunch of locations.
Well, I feel better knowing the hours.
Outreach.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I keep them in my car, and when I see people at ShopRite, or whatever grocery store I'm in, and people recognize me, I ask them, oh, do you have a copy of the latest crime? Seriously, I do.
Yes.
And as they follow me out to my car, I'll just hand them one. Sometimes I'll just put a couple in my purse and just give them.
Good.
Them.
Yes.
Yeah. Proactive.
Yep, it's good.
So you were appointed an interim director?
Yes.
That's good.
And my understanding is that the position has been posted.
Yes.
Oh,
it was just recently posted.
Do we get to interview people?
I did the last
time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they'll ask one of us to interview a candidate.
I did that one.
I interviewed both Jess and Noah.
You did?
Good
over
job.
The years.
Yeah.
See?
And they stayed.
Yeah. Well, you can do the next one too.
Sure. I'd be happy to.
I did it with Yulia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No contest. I think there were 5 applicants. No contest.
Really?
As to who we were going to choose.
With either one of these two, there was no contest either.
Yeah.
Even though we had like 3 or 4 applicants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All
people
right,
have to
both.
Understand old people. And these two too.
Well, it was really weird. I got done praising them, and then we walk out, and I get home, and I get an email and say, "Uh-oh, remember?"
Yeah.
I was like,
"They have to be posted it." Okay. Is there anything else? It's only 12:30.
Well, I have
Yes, Jane.
Something's come up where I live. I live in a over 55,000, and it's mostly seniors. And during COVID, we accepted the fact that they didn't do maintenance, but now they're still not back doing any maintenance. And we've tried, you know, all kinds of avenues with the group that owns the place. But I'm wondering what would be the next step for people.
Health department.
Town health department, yeah, because
health
we have
department.
Mold health department. That's what I said. Call the health department first.
Or Department
yeah.
of Public
Health.
Works.
Public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that Bob Rogers?
That's a private
organization.
Huh?
It's not owned by the
no.
town.
Yeah.
No, it's not town property. But
Well,
they might. It, yeah.
They might.
Yeah, that's
the
problem. You have to call the town and then go through the menus who you want to talk to.
Well, I think health department is responsible for everybody being healthy and not having the trash all over the place. And then if those people get in touch with the owner or, you know, the
is it a health department issue or is it
mold?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Leaks, mold, you know, and they'll say, just don't use your dishwasher for 6 weeks, you know, and that's, or don't, one person said, well, don't run your shower. Well, what are we supposed to do?
Really?
Yeah. Everything has been blamed on COVID. And it's a lovely place to live, but all of a sudden there's things dropping up like, mice are getting in, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Department.
Yeah.
I don't tell them that.
Yeah.
They,
particularly
they
if you have Ronald's
desk.
Yes.
Yeah. The public
they
health.
Brought her 2 traps.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you know what? I think your associations should get together.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
up with a list of
we don't
things.
Have an association.
I was
you
just
going to
say
a bunch
that.
Of
they
ladies over, you know, 80 years old. And so it's just never been organized.
A property manager?
Maybe
no,
you
we don't
can
have a
do
property.
It. Come up with a list of
health
departments.
We do.
And then those ideas.
Yeah.
Health department has to oversee those places to make sure they are clean and healthy. So. You know, don't even.
Yeah, no, yeah. I told them, you know, get them. Yeah. I just got back and I heard all these things. So
wow. And worst comes to worst, you can talk to government's office.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because
they own, this group owns like 12 different over 55, three, mm-hmm. one here, two in Avon, and then other places.
Mm-hmm. Have you spoken to anybody at the other properties?
Well, yes. And they all have property managers. See, we don't have a property manager.
Was there ever one or no?
Well, there's an office and a number you can call, but not on site. The other ones all have on site.
Where is the off site? At
somewhere a phone number that you know.
Oh, you don't know where it is. No, because I was thinking if you're gonna call the health department, you might call that health department.
Yeah, yeah. That's
because it's
their number
their
is Farmington, so
whatever.
And now they're in a whole container that building.
Is it Farmington Valley or is it like
the Valley?
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be the whole
yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, it's a great place to live until now.
Well, the health department,
yeah,
they're pretty
responsive.
I will.
And she said,
you know,
you trouble breathing. Okay, oh, you know, did you just wait till I get back?
How many units do you have?
98.
God, even a property manager? No. That's outrageous.
Because it's under 100.
Oh, my God.
It what?
It's under 100. And 10 does not require a property management. Avon does
mm-hmm.
require somebody on site.
Wow. Well, I think we'll have to work on the board of selectmen.
Yeah.
Wow. This might be something to be brought up to the board of selectmen.
Yes,
too, that a property manager is not required for that site.
Did you know that, Jess?
I had no idea. I think that's outrageous when you have 98 units.
Yes.
And I think you can. You know, go to
mm-hmm.
the.
You can use some of these tools to take.
Yes,
so
that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to copy them
and
give them to the ladies.
And
yeah.
If you would like for us to go over and make sure everything is in there,
we'll
be happy to help.
Situation
yeah.
is happening.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you should send it to the town too.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the board of
yeah.
selectmen.
Yeah.
I think you should.
The head of the
get
board
your,
of
yeah. yeah, get your act together and then request an.
I was just wondering that, like, what is it, Maple Glen?
Yeah.
I don't know many people who live in there, or
I do.
21 Dowd. 21 Dowd is, I mean, it's got to be swampy right about now. There's got to be enough.
Well, 21 Dowd is town owned.
Yeah.
So
okay.
they take care of it.
Okay.
Some days.
So that's different.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
different.
But we only have 34 homeowner units, and we have a property.
No, you have more than 34 because you cover the condos too.
We do not. We have 34 in the single family home section,
yeah.
and we operate independently from the town.
Oh, really? Really?
They
oh,
have
I
a different property
all...
manager than we do.
Oh,
well, we
I
have a woman
one.
That we can call, you know, a property manager, but, you know, like she's out there somewhere. But we don't have anybody on site or somebody in Canton that we can call.
Does this manager, does she respond when you call her?
I get occasionally an email. Like I've been waiting for 3 months for my lease. And
for your lease?
For my lease, yeah. I signed it, but I never got a copy back with their signature or my recertification. I got nothing on that. So, you know, it's just right now they're so busy. I think you might know they're building that, wanting to build that huge place in Farmington near a UConn.
That's
and I
the
think
company.
They're very busy.
Oh, they're the same people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, talk to the ophthalmologist who's suing them. Those people, how those people are treating you guys.
Yeah,
why not?
Hey, there's all kinds of things. But
yeah.
Just, you know, but I'd ask, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
No.
Although I might.
Well, you have to.
Yes, you have
to. Do.
Yeah.
What's his name? Ophthalmologist.
You
know? I want to see him. He's a big shot.
Boulder Hill.
Against
Boulder Ridge. Boulder Ridge.
Yeah. And if you don't want that kind of management to come to that area.
Okay, ladies, do either of you have anything more you would like to add? anything you'd want to take back or you want us to take back?
I do have one thing,
okay.
Which is not an agenda, but you know, those COVID money, rescue money coming into town, I think we should do something for senior center.
Yeah.
You know, the kitchen, take a look at the
Does that have anything to do with COVID?
It has to do with COVID.
So the kitchen closed down during COVID.
Kitchen closed down because of the COVID, and then when you close down, when you don't use equipment, they kind of start having problems. So
seniors weren't able to get meals as readily or have a place to socialize for social isolation. I think we could make a case for it.
Yeah.
We are looking at a way to use those funds to refurbish, for lack of a better term, the senior room. And also do some things for the kitchen as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
We are looking at that.
Okay.
We have to find a way to fit it into
COVID. Their criteria.
Yeah.
But that has not happened.
Use
the tools.
Yeah. I think that's social isolation. Somewhere safety that people can relate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. That's exciting.
Yeah. Lots of things.
We do.
Especially in the senior.
Yes. And I wish more seniors understood, and I try to explain to them, that social services and the senior center are not just for people who need things, who, you know, it's not out of degrading or that kind of thing to go to a senior center and to ask for help or something. It's got to be, you know, I don't know whether
it's outreach. The word social.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, social. They don't understand that there are two functions here. There's
place to gather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But right now, we don't feel that it comes across that way.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
right.
As a moment. More welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For people, we want people to want to be there.
Right.
We have to realize we have to make it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't just happen. So working on it.
Well, this is, going to step far. But one of the things we talked about having more visible, get more people to participate, to go to visit a couple of places, you know, like Granby, Sandy, Sandy's does a wonderful job there.
And but all of those places are supported by the town. They have money, we don't.
Well,
the town doesn't give us anything.
That's okay.
No, it isn't.
Well, that shouldn't prevent us from looking at the other area and getting some ideas, you know. Canton has been, you know, we don't have much big budget for the activities and other things, but I think it's possible to come up with something. You know, we talked about that, having people are willing to pay for some of the programming and, you know.
Well, my understanding is, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you can't present a program unless it's self-funded. It has to make a profit. Is that correct?
Well, we pay our instructors, so we do charge a fee because we pay the instructors. So yes.
Yeah.
You don't make money on it.
You don't make money. Well,
no,
we
do not.
The town wants you to, though.
No, I didn't think
the park
did.
Department. Well, maybe not senior services, but the park department, parks and recs, they have to make money on their programs.
Well,
we're not parks and recs.
Yeah,
it is expected that our department will make money.
It isn't.
It is
no.
It is not.
That we will. If we do, it's wonderful.
Yes,
but it isn't expected.
Okay.
But you know, there's when you make money. But the money goes is another issue.
Yeah.
Because we talked about the people paying for the bus when they register, and that has to go into the town
general fund.
General fund.
Oh, it does.
So, you can't keep it. So, there's a lot of issues that we have to deal with, you know. But I think beyond that, we can think of what can we do, you know, and then. We just take one step at a time, you know, try to convince some of the board of directors, you know, they may listen to you.
Because they talked about the laptops or something, the tablets or something. What are the other ideas that you guys have so far? Or can we help at all? Or
yes, we just got the Chromebooks, so okay. I'll be doing tech tutoring, and I connected with the library for the kids to come in and assist with those who want to do Facebook and make an email account. We have those.
Okay.
That's done through you or through the library?
That's done through us. Yes, me.
When you say the kids, are you talking about
the
high
teens,
school kids?
The teens, yeah. They have a teen group that meet at the library. So I asked if they were interested and they said yes.
Oh, they'd love to.
I'll be doing some sessions as well because I like to tutor seniors at multiple libraries. So you can always schedule an appointment or that'll go around in the next newsletter. So you can see that.
That would be great. Jess just finished up a program too that my husband and I attended that was wonderful called Stroke OT. It was led by an OT person and did exercises for seniors.
Yes.
And you didn't have to have a neurological condition because it was advertised as senior citizens could participate, but unfortunately participation was low. But it was an excellent program. It was downstairs, and there was no charge, and it was excellent.
Who was it run by?
It was run by an OT who teaches at Quinnipiac, and she brought in a student who ran a concurrent Zoom session.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing it advertised
for that. She just did it for free because she's trying to create a nonprofit organization. So she just wanted to do a test and she's gonna be coming back in the fall. So that would be great. Yeah, we're trying to offer this diverse programming. So if you guys run into anyone who is doing something similar, you see something being advertised, we'd love to have them come in. That was a great program.
It was.
One session?
It was six classes.
Oh, wow.
Six one-on-one classes.
Wow.
guys didn't even know about it.
Yes, I did. I also want to point out that she mentioned that they have the blood pressure clinic on Wednesdays. That's also sugar testing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. So
what time?
It's 11:30 to 1.
Yes.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday starting this week.
I was glad to see her that started up again.
Walk-in.
Yeah. Also, before I let you guys go, I wanted to mention if you want to do like a lunch and learn, like what Ginny was saying, that to kind of show everyone that senior centers are, you know, just a certain stereotype. We can do a lunch and learn with the COA and you can invite the public to kind of sit in and see what you guys do and what you talk about and get more people involved with the senior center. So if that's something you want to do, we can do like a pizza party or like something similar. Just let me know and I'd love to coordinate with you.
You mentioned that. I was thinking that they talk about mental health problems is COVID, you know, more people are having problems. And, you know, I can get some guys up in the psychiatry to come and talk about seniors with the mental health and how to cope, that kind of things. Mm-hmm. And we can get residents or whoever. So if you want to do that, I was going to bring it up for that.
The COA wants to run any events. I do not mind at all. I will coordinate with you and we can make things happen. We are having a few mental health programs coming up, which I'll give you guys more information. I'll send out the newsletter. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be expanded to include not only isolation, but also people who are living with chronic conditions.
We're doing that as
well. All those, you know, because of the COVID, you know, everybody has to be isolated. And, you know, it's particularly hard on the people who has special needs, you know. So I was just thinking, you know, any of those guys would be happy to come and share with you.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
How to cope and who to contact.
I feel like you gotta have like a
interesting title too. I just feel like the marketing piece, we've been doing a couple and people are almost like, oh, mental health, I don't want to go to that. Like, how do you title it where people would feel comfortable coming and not feel like, oh, I'm part of that group, or even though I think that's hard too.
So I have to tell you what happened to my husband and I during COVID. It was really devastating because I had to cook dinner every night.
Oh, poor Lori.
Somebody who hates to cook.
Now there I could have made some money, because I love to cook.
We ended up getting that home chef or something, so they give you all the it was a discount and I'm going to cancel it soon, but I'm like, I'm so out of ideas.
How many ways can you prepare macaroni or tuna casserole?
Well, my problem was I don't eat three meals a day.
Oh, we never do either.
My husband does.
Oh.
And the poor thing, he just starts awake.
Unlike other games.
I was fine. And then everybody gets up. Are you okay? You don't sleep. Did I just wake? And then one day he told me, I'm twice as big as you. Need the meal.
Okay.
I just go, really?
Well, ladies, I have to go do a little visit to someone in Massachusetts. I'm having a tough time, so I'm going to learn a lot, I think.
Okay. Well, can I make motion to dismiss the meeting? Adjourn the meeting.
Adjourn.
Second.
Just to remind you, the next meeting is August 2nd. That's only 3 weeks, I think.
Okay. Read everything down.
Not 13.
What time did we start? 12.
We started exactly.